A decade ago, it appeared a civil uprising in Syria would bring down the repressive Assad regime, and with it would come the loss to Russia of a key ally. Now, Bashar al-Assad is back in control of most of Syria's territory, and Russia's influence is surging, not only in Syria, but with Turkey, a member of the Western military alliance NATO. That's the new power dynamic in the region after Russia and Turkey did a deal on Turkey's plan for a so-called safe zone. They'll jointly police in Syria's northeast, ousting Kurdish-led forces there. Nick Grimm reports.
It was Turkey's so-called Operation Peace Spring that forced thousands of Syrians to flee their homes. But now in Idlib province, it's the arrival of autumn rain that's deepening their misery. Today is the first day of rain, and after that, God knows what will happen to us, this man says, looking at the wet ground hopelessly before adding, there is a possibility that we'll drown. But at least the threat of a violent death might now have diminished after Russia and Turkey hammered out a power-sharing deal for the region. It will see Kurdish fighters given 150 hours, about 6 days, to leave a 32-kilometre wide and 120-kilometre long buffer zone between Turkey and the rest of Syria. The deal will split military control of the safe zone between Turkish and Russian troops. Turkey's president, Recep Erdogan.
This operation, by removing threats posed by the terrorist organisation, guarantees Syria's territorial integrity and political unity.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, unable to resist a jibe at the expense of the United States and its allies, as the deal was announced.
Syria must be freed from illegal international military interference. The long-term stabilisation of Syria in general can only be achieved, in our opinion, by observing Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Even so, Russia acknowledges Turkey's military operation against the Kurds has allowed around 500 suspected Islamic State fighters to escape detention centres in northeastern Syria since the offensive began. Russia's defence minister claims his troops are already rounding up the fugitives in territory until only recently controlled by the US and its allies. Back in Washington, though, the Trump administration is downplaying the threat they could pose. Donald Trump's Syria envoy, James Jeffrey, telling the US Senate's Foreign Relations Committee that the number at large was only relatively small. But under questioning from committee members like Democrat Chris Coons, he admitted the escaped militants would number in the dozens.
Do we have any idea how those escaped ISIS fighters will be tracked, accounted for and recaptured?
At the moment, we don't.
The Trump administration admits US troops will remain only a short distance away inside Iraq. No date is being put on when the president's promise to bring them home will be met, as House Democrats accuse the president of driving NATO partner Turkey into a closer embrace with Russia and weakening the West's defences against a resurgent Islamic State. But the US vice president has been out offering a staunch defence of Donald Trump's decision-making, depicting the events of the past few weeks as a win for US foreign policy.
Truthfully, as I stand before you today, I can report to you that thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump, we have an opportunity for a permanent ceasefire. We may well give the international community an opportunity to establish a safe zone between Turkey and the Kurdish population in Syria that will ensure peace and security for all the peoples of this war-torn region. And in the midst of all of it, our troops are coming home. That is our aim and that is our prayer.
The US Vice President Mike Pence, Nick Grimm with that report.